Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
If you haven't heard, we're about to get slammed by what will be the second official heat wave of this summer. For more on what to expect, we're joined now by meteorologist Danielle Noyce. Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning, Rupa. Here we go again.
Yeah. So the record high for this date in Boston is 96. Are we going to break that?
I think we'll have no problem getting there today. I'm forecasting a high of 99 for the city of Boston today. There's an outside chance we hit 100 degrees. And if you remember, we just hit 100 back on July 24th. That was part of the prior week-long heat wave. And it's not out of the question that we do it again. The last time we hit 100 degrees or higher two times in a summer was back in 1952. So it's been 70 years since we've done it.
And then I saw 86% humidity. I mean, that sounds like we're going to be walking through soup.
It's definitely going to be sticky today, although I have to say the humidity is going to go up a little bit tomorrow. So today, yes, it's going to be hot and humid. Tomorrow's going to be the real soup, and the humidity is not going anywhere, and neither is the heat either. So when you factor in the humidity, that's when you get the heat index value, what it feels like to your body. The heat index is going to climb to about 104 today in Boston. It's going to be near 100 degrees again tomorrow. So it's definitely a stretch. You want to take it easy. The heat advisory is in effect for today and through the day tomorrow as well.
The technical definition of a heat wave is 3 days in a row above 90. Is this going to wind up being another heat wave, or did I jump the gun in the intro?
Well, no. Well, here's the thing. I think it's going to be a close call. And the only reason I say that is because Saturday, there's going to be a little bit of a feeble sea breeze that comes in off the ocean. That being said, there's just so much heat in place. I am forecasting a high of 90 on Saturday. So if we hit 90 on Saturday, that will make it official, the second one of the summer. And then on Sunday, I think we have no problem. We go 95 again. Monday will be in the low 90s, probably like 92. And there's even an outside shot we hit 90 again on Tuesday. So I think Saturday is the only day in question, but I'm still forecasting a high of 90. So we'll see if we can make it there.
Okay. Does that mean the heat breaks on Wednesday?
It looks like it should break on Wednesday. There's going to be a cold front coming in that will cool us off a bit as we head towards the middle of next week. I say a bit, you know, 80s, but that will bring some relief for sure. And then over the weekend, there'll be some hit or miss thunderstorms. I know a lot of, it's August, it's summertime, we've got plans. There shouldn't be too much thunderstorm action, just some kind of isolated stuff popping up with the heat and humidity in place.
It feels like it's been really hot for the last 3 weeks. Is this normal for us to experience such an extended period of heat?
Well, normal, it's interesting to think about that definition, right? Obviously, over the past months, years, decades, we've been seeing our Earth warm. We have had hotter summers, although July ended up being tied for the fourth hottest in Boston and the driest. We talk about our drought conditions as well. So there's a kind of thing we think about in meteorology. It said forecast drought, forecast heat. It kind of continues. We need kind of a specific jet stream pattern to kind of break this stuff up in the summertime. And it looks like we may get a little bit of relief and perhaps some more rainfall too, as we head into the middle and end of the month. Our average high for Boston for August is 80 degrees. So obviously we are well above that already.
Meteorologist Danielle Noyce, thank you for breaking this down for us and telling us what to expect for the next several days, unfortunately.
Thanks for having me. Stay cool.